Hello everybody, welcome back to Media Planning and Buying, Chapter 3, Media Planning. But before that, let's get to know me a little better. Hello everybody, I am Tarun Makhija. I am the co-founder and CEO of Big Mouth Digital and Media. I am an IT engineer turned digital marketer who loves to work out and can travel to the moon for any kind of new food in town. I am somebody who is a lecturer, a speaker, and a believer of spreading good vibes and positivity and a smile wherever I go. Last but not the least, I'm also the host of the podcast called Be Limitless with Tarun Makhija and of the show on Instagram called hashtag Tarun Ke Saath live every day, every Friday, which is what we do. Coming back to our chapter 3, which is media planning. Now we've learned about the demographics, we've learned about the basics of media planning. Now, how do we actually make the media plan? The objectives of this chapter is you will be able to understand the role of a media manager, the current scenario and challenges in media planning, the various media assignments such as with clients, with agencies, and with media buying agencies, role and responsibilities of various assignments, the media planning process. Introduction. The great media plan requires a lot of skills. Some of them are an understanding of the media landscape as a whole. You need to understand what kind of media is there in the market currently and how will you utilize them in your plan. The ability to actually be able to drill down through the consumption data. You need to make sure that you actually try to make something meaningful and interpret something meaningful out of the data which is available to you. Creative thinking, the most important thing, to identify new communication opportunities and understand what else can be done with the data and the medias that are present to you. Understanding of the consumer behavior. The most important point which we studied in chapter 2 about consumer behavior, if you understand your consumer well, you will be able to target them well and plan an entire plan much effectively. Media planning will include looking at the previous campaigns, assessing how each element performed, and it also includes what should be dropped and which should be retained. Because if you don't know what media is to be dropped in future, you will just be again wasting the money of your client or the brand. So you need to know what to take forward in future plans, in the future legs of your campaign. The core aim of media planning is to create advertising campaigns that reach the right intended audiences with a compelling message with the minimum amount of wastage. Now, what do we mean by that is you and everybody who's into media planning, or if you're trying to learn media planning, you need to understand that your campaign has to reach the right TG with the right kind of message about the product or the service or the brand with the minimum amount of wastage of your budgets. After media planning comes media buying. That is where the advertising space is actually bought and the ads are placed. Like, for example, you have different ad placements on Facebook, on your feed, on your mobile feed, on the top right section, to many more. To on Google, to your various websites like Times of India, entrepreneur.com, and many more. You basically, in terms of media buying, are placing the ads at different medias that are available to you. Media planners basically create the media plan designed to implement the advertising strategy. They need to focus on cost efficiencies, minimizing circulation waste, exploring and using new media outlets, and coordinating media buys and all phases of advertising. That's effectively what a media planner has to do after creating the plan. They also need to understand all these different factors which define the media plan and make it much more effective and get the minimum wastage and the maximum output. There are different roles that a media planner has to do. Some of them are day-to-day liaising between the media and the creative agencies, strategic decisions, strategic directions, and inputs for the media plan. Right from coordinating with the agency to the medias, we have to do it all. Second, providing leadership by leveraging experience and knowledge of the business and media skills to drive the informative, innovative, and creative and critical thinking. Setting challenging media objectives while connecting the media plan to organization's business objectives. Now, your media objectives can be different, can be effective, but only by combining the business objectives. At the end of the day, that is what matters the most. Are you getting there? Are you getting the objective or not? Oversee the media budget and the overall planning which happens in the entire campaign phase. Now, a day in a life of a media planner looks like interacting with the clients, understanding their budgets, setting the right kind of demographics, planning the right kind of medias, where to put what, and thinking creatively. And obviously, apart from this, creating various mixes of media plans, whichever suits the client the most, take it on board and get the maximum output from that plan, considering the objectives of the client. The very simple definition of media planning is, if you had to define it, was basically putting the exact media and where to put it on different media channels available to you. It's basically putting different medias and vehicles which are used for advertising and putting it at the right places. There are three main components of a media plan, which are as follows. Number one, defining the marketing problem and understanding what exactly is the problem in the current marketing plan and the current media plan. Number two, translating the marketing requirements with attainable objectives. Now, what you need to do is, in the second component, is understanding the problem, defining it in the first one. Secondly, translating into the requirements that are required to solve the problem. Finally, in the third component, defining a proper media solution, which will therefore attain the objective and solve the problem which the company or the client or the brand was facing. Media planning is basically the task of a media agency, and it entails finding the most appropriate media platforms for a client's brand or product. Now, let's assume that we have 1, 2, 3 glasses. One is a very hollow and a very long elongated glass. One is a more flat and a more wider glass. Third one is the more sleeker glass. Now, you have 3 kinds of liquids to put in. One is orange, one is blue, one is red. Now, you need to tell, as a media agency, where to put in what and which glass to give to which kind of audience. Very simple. This example will make sure you understand media planning from the crux. You basically are trying to put in the right kind of media, the right kind of content. The liquid is the content, the glass is the packaging, and the ad, showing it to the right kind of consumer who will finally consume your ad and give you a sale that you're looking for, and the job of getting your objectives meet and getting your ROI or awareness and whatever you're looking for. The job of media planning involves several areas of expertise that a media planner uses to determine what best combination of medias is to achieve the given marketing campaign objectives. Now, having said that, let's say, for example, you had the same 3 glasses, 3 different shapes, 3 different color liquids. You can mix and match 2 liquids in the same glass also. Why not? That's exactly what a media planner does. They keep mixing and matching until unless you get the final end product, which is getting you the results which you're looking for. That's exactly how you will be reaching your objectives faster and creating a right marketing mix and a media mix for your clients. Now, firstly, what you do is you have your marketing strategy, which is going into your advertising objectives, then defining your advertising budget, then your strategy for the messaging, and finally, your media strategy, which defines the media buying, media planning, and the target audience. So it's a flow which you need to understand whenever you're making a media plan. From a very, very holistic view, this is how you need to define it before you get into the entire execution of the plan. Now, the different challenges that the media planners face these days have access to so many sources of information, may it be consuming media through TV ratings, data, or social media, or the internet. So much of information, where to take what from, where to put in what into implementation, or interpret what kind of information from what kind of mediums. That's a big challenge. Number two is information on target consumer groups and understanding of how consumers have previously responded to the messages from the clients. Now, this being the most important thing, if you don't understand the target consumer groups properly and how was it happening and what was happening before, you will not understand how to plan and move forward for your current plan. And the third is the ability to identify a single theme from the focus group, spreadsheets, and the brainstorming sessions that the teams have access to is the mark of an excellent media planning. Because if you cannot identify a single theme for your media campaign or the entire campaign that you're doing, you will not be able to resonate with your audience as much as you would want to. So exactly when you need to come to a conclusion after all the understanding of the target audience, spreadsheets, the brainstorming sessions, have to focus on one parent idea, one parent theme. Fourth is, as the range of media channels have expanded in the recent years, media planning is not just, you know, important, but all the more challenging, because you need to become a very, very smart media planner, because you need to be looking for newer ways to connect with the consumers. Should you be placing something on a hoarding? Should you be placing something on the online medium? Should you be placing something on a radio? Depending on where your TG is consuming the kind of content which you want to showcase to them. And a great insight in which you can actually dig deep down into your target audience and understand what they're consuming, what are they consuming, what are the previous things that they might have missed upon, and what you can showcase them now and get the product and the campaign successful now in today's time and date. Rather than understanding what went wrong, you should focus on what can you do right. The crux of a media plan and the components of a good media plan is defined as follows. Firstly, it's the executive summary of the entire media plan. Second is the marketing objectives and the strategies that are made for relating to the right kind of media. Third is copy strategy statement, the whole how media supporting the copy. Your copy is the most important thing. Yes, your copy has to be supportive of the entire media plan. Comparative media expenditure analysis as to how much and what will be spending, where will it be spending, and then analyze how did it respond. Clearly understanding the media objectives, which will finally get the marketing strategies and objectives in place. Media plan detailing and documentation. Detailed account of selecting the right kind of media classes or subclasses and including CPMs. And lastly, yearly flowchart of the entire media national and spot plans. You need to define it once and for all. After a good media plan, the next step is the pitching process. Once you've done the entire planning, once you've followed all these steps, you need to pitch it right. Because if you don't pitch it right, your media plan goes down the drain. If you can't convince them, confuse them. But mostly try to convince them, because if you try to convince your client that this is what they will achieve after this entire media plan, that is when they will be even more enlightened, even more respectful, even more trusting you by going with your media plan and the kind of results that you've promised. The pitching process, the most important process after you've drafted an amazing media plan, is the pitch. If you don't pitch it right, you will 100% not be able to convince the client. Why should they trust you, and why should they actually be investing so much amount of money in so many different types of medias? Communication, relationship building, and the chemistry between the client and agency are as important as the performance in the pitch itself. Now, you need to basically A, respect your client, B, educate your client, and 3, be honest with your client whenever you're presenting them anything. Now, a potential client's needs and objective may not be fully articulated in a brief, and it's very important that agencies talk to the client and find out why and what is it that they really want, and the real reasons why the pitch has been set in the motion. Now, if you don't understand that clearly, keep asking more questions. Your clients will love it when you ask them more questions, because they are looking for somebody to tell them this, no, this, yes, this, no, that, yes. The process of communicating and understanding is the very most utmost key that you need to follow. And if you are not able to communicate properly or understand things properly, you as an agency might just fall into the trap of talking about their own expertise and capabilities without listening to the often subtle needs of the client, because you need to understand the pain points of the client and you need to hit the chord right there. Because when you do that, you're actually trying to solve the issue. There are different management issues related to pitches, both in terms of the client and the agency's own processes. So what you need to do is set it clear who will be addressing the pitch, who will be attending the pitch as well. In particular, it is very important to see the pitch as resulting from the relationship between the client and the agency. It has to be happening with mutual trust, and understanding should have been built along the way. If the client doesn't trust you, trust me on this, they will not listen to your media plan even once properly. Because if they don't trust you with the money they have, they will not want to invest their time also with you. More important than winning or losing the pitch is the management of this relationship. Ensuring that the pitch is not a culmination, but rather just an opportunity to deepen the relationship. Now, what you need to do is, you need to understand that your client, you need to treat them like your friend. Because you will not ask your friends, you will not ask your questions to your friends if they are not really satisfied with what they're saying. You will not ignore the client's calls, like you don't ignore your friend's calls. Similarly, if you treat them like your friend, you will always want to deepen the relationship and make this bond of mutual trust and understanding between the you and the client. That's very important, considering you are the agency here. On the agency side, there needs to be a very clear assignment of internal roles, communication protocols, and responsibilities. If you in an agency are not defining it properly, then you will internally be confused as to who is going to start the pitch, who is going to end the pitch, who is going to do the middle portion, who is going to present the media plan, who is going to tell the understanding of the brand and other things of the pitch. There should be a very, very, very clear understanding about how much creative work should be undertaken for the pitch, or whether a more strategic discussion is expected. Because if you're not clear about how much creativity is to be put in, how much work needs to be put in, is it a very big pitch, is it a medium pitch, or is it just another pitch for you? You need to understand that and give the priority according to the pitch, and your team as an agency needs to understand the same and give in that kind of effort when you're pitching every and any client on the planet. In order to develop a positive pitching conversation, Professor Chris puts forward his SPIID, or speed sequence of questions, which will help you guide a fruitful and a focused conversation with the client. In the brief, the SPIID sequence is as follows. Number one, situation. S stands for situation. What is the current situation? P, problems. What are the existing problems of the client? C, implications. I for implications. What are the implications of these problems? Fourth, ideal. What situation do you want? Fifth, do. What are you doing to do to get there actually? That exactly defines the SPIID. Now, if you can ask these questions in that specific order, it's a proven method by a professor and it always works. Because if you understand the current situation, if you understand the existing problems, only then you will be able to solve and give a better solution, right? And what all will you be doing to improve and give a better solution? What kind of things that you will be putting into? Where does the client see itself? What are the ideal situation there the client wants to reach? Finally, what are you going to do to get there for your client? Chris reminded to be very clear about what is expected from a pitch. Is it the business itself? Is it the development of a relationship, or a referral, or just another conversation? You need to be very, very clear about what is expected from a pitch. Because if you set the intention right from day one, you will be getting the results right at the end of the day when you finally pitch the client. Set this intention right with the client from day one. Before you go into a pitch, it needs to be very clear of who and what one wants. Who are you pitching to? What does the one person want? Because it will make you much more effective and it should also help you to enjoy the pitch process. When you're pitching offline or online these days, you need to keep in mind that you are relaxed because you have made this entire pitch along with the team yourself. You need to make them enjoyable and a valuable learning experience something that your team enjoys, something that the client also enjoys, and they are able to make a successful plan out of it and finally implement into business and get a final good output out of the entire pitch that you did. Now, there are certain things that you need to also consider in a pitch, wherein be relaxed, be well dressed, be your best self, and also do not forget, you made the pitch. Moving forward to the media challenges, the agencies and what kind of challenges do they face. Now, there are different challenges as to what kind of platforms to engage with, the lack of communication with the client and the lack of direction from the clients, which as an agency makes your life very, very difficult. Because if you don't know the right kind of communication which needs to be put in, you will be directionless, you will be lost. That is exactly where you need to ask more questions, understand it better. Because if you don't, then you will not be able to pitch it right. Thirdly, you have to also understand the time frame and the kind of way the client wants the different things to be put in. You need to be very, very clear so that you can make decisions faster, and so does the client also, both the ways. Finding the right kind of tools to evaluate the media strategy and the media plan. This is another big challenge with the agency's place. So you need to get that right from the very moment that you start making the media plan. More choices make more confusion, more budgets to ensure the share of the voice. So what happens is, make sure you give a couple of options in your media budget and media mix planning so that the client focuses on that and doesn't get confused but gets convinced. Yes, I'm telling you to convince them to go with the plan which you feel is the best, but also give them options so that they don't feel that you did not work too hard and you just want to focus on one plan of action. Advertising media channels, the traditional media, right from your TVs, radios, print, direct mails, cold calling, door-to-door sales, banner ads, and many more. The new medias are the SEOs and the SEMs and the social media, to the pay-per-click, to the email marketing, to WhatsApp marketing, to anything and everything that you see on the online mediums is your new media. How do you measure the effectiveness of the media plan? When you compare the different cost and effectiveness of various advertising medias, you have to definitely consider the following factors. Number one is the reach. How many individuals did your advertisement actually reach to, or you want to expose your product to, through specific mediums scheduled over a given period of time? For example, you want your ad or your message, the brand's message, to reach out to 1 lakh people in a week through social media. That's a kind of reach that your client is looking for. It's always expressed in percentage. Second is frequency. Using specific medias, how many times on an average should your individual be seeing the ad or is exposed to the ad that you keep seeing? So what happens is, it's the average of 3 or more exposures to an effective advertising message before the consumer actually takes action. So don't do over frequency of your ads, because the consumer, when they get bombarded, they might want to skip your ad. So how many times on an average is your target audience seeing your ad is the frequency. Third is cost per thousand. How much will it cost to reach 1,000 of your prospective customers? It's basically a method to determine the publication's cost per thousands, also known as CPM, which is cost per thousand, dividing the cost of advertising by publication circulation in thousands. So the overall advertising cost is, let's say, 1,000, divided by 1,000 people you reach to. So the CPM, or the cost per thousand, comes to about 1. Similarly, a couple of more factors. Cost per point. How much will it cost you to buy 1 point for your target audience? You need to actually understand this as well, in which you're comparing broadcast medias. 1 rating point equals to 1% of your target audience. Divide the cost of schedule being considered by the number of rating points it delivers. So that is cost per point. Impact. Does the medium in question offer the full opportunities for appealing the appropriate senses, such as sight and hearing, in its graphic design and production quality? The kind of impact your creatives will have on the consumers when they look at it, when they hear the advertisement or the video that you shot, is exactly what you need to define the impact in your print media, to your new media, to your traditional media, everywhere. Last is selectivity. To what degree can the message be restricted to those people who are known to be the most logical prospects? Again, in a way, selective target marketing. You need to be selective when you're trying to push your ad to the right kind of TG, because you don't want to get lost in your campaign. And out of all of these factors, the majority and the main factors are reach and frequency. These two are the most important aspects of your advertising plan, because you can then analyze how many people did your ad actually reach to, how many people actually saw it, which is frequency or impressions, how many people actually could see your ad multiple times, and finally determine how many of them clicked on it, how many of them finally bought it, or in a traditional medium, how many of them saw it, how many of them clicked on the ad, or how many of them took a decision according to your media plan's objectives. These are the points which will actually define effectiveness of any media plan which you need to put in place. After the media plan is executed, you need to keep in mind, you analyze these points very critically, focusing upon the reach and frequency. Moving forward to the summary of the chapter, what did we learn today was media planning is generally the task of managing entire different sets of medias by a media agency. The job of media planning involves determining the best combination of medias to achieve the right marketing campaign objectives. This is done by arriving at the right number of target consumers, the number of times this set of consumers need to see the ad to respond to most favorably, and the best combination of medias that needs to be used, to the way the ads need to be scheduled and designed in various medias, and so on and so forth. All of these things form your media plan and make it more effective. Media planning is both an art and science. Along with analyzing a lot of data, it involves a lot of understanding of the brand's communications objectives and the relative strengths and weaknesses of each medium of media. Armed with this knowledge, media buyers buy space in various traditional and non-traditional medias. Media planners and buyers may be the same people or different. You know, so if you are a media planner, you can be a buyer too, or there can be two different people altogether. For career development in this area, one needs to understand the nuances of media planning. Last but most important is how to pitch for the media business. That's the most important thing. On that note, thank you so much for your time and attention. Until next time, take care, stay safe. Signing off, Tarun Makhija.